Just looking for confirmation. We're all good to go. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our JPA, our joint meeting between the City of Morro Bay and Cayuga Sanitary District. Today is Thursday, March 12, 2015 at 6 p.m. We are located at the multipurpose room at the Community Center at 1001 Kennedy Way here in the City of Morro Bay. For the record, all council members are present. We have Council Member Christine Johnson attending via phone conference from 7195 Manzanita Lane, Yosemite National Park. Lucky her. So with that, we have a full board for Morro Bay. I'll turn it over to Cayucas.
Thank you, Mayor Irons. Cayucas is missing Carrie Mafioli. She had a family emergency that apparently came up sometime this afternoon, so she will not be here, but everyone else is here.
All right, sorry to hear that. With that, we do have the board in attendance, and any board announcements for Morro Bay? Seeing none. Cayucas?
None.
Great. With that, we'll open up public comment. For anybody who'd like to speak, public comment for anything not on the agenda, public comment is open. There's no flag salute for this meeting. Thank you.
Doug Clawson, manager and one of the owners of Morro Bay Trailer Park. Again, the petitions to see what's going to happen with the current plant, with the new one is built.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else for public comment? A little technical difficulty there.
Laura Niblock from Cayucas. I read the agenda for today, and I was just wondering, and I'm sure it's going to come up during the discussion period, why Cayucas, in the end, is not going to be part owner of the treatment plant.
Okay. And when we get to the RFP MOU, we'll have public comment for that, if you'd like to speak then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anybody else? This is for public comment for any item not on the agenda. Okay. Seeing no more public comment, I'll close public comment, bring it back to the board, and we'll move on to the consent calendar. And any items on the consent that Morro Bay would like to pull? Anybody down there? Seeing none? Okay. Cayucas?
Any items to pull, Cayucas? Bruce, is there anything you'd like to report on the MMRP? If so, I'll pull that.
Wow.
That worked.
Christine is now on that bill.
No, I think you'll get a... there is an MMRP staff report in the consent agenda. The only thing I would say is we're kind of on target and on track for the projects that we budgeted. We're going to probably roll a couple over to the next fiscal year, but you'll get more detail on that when we present budget in the next couple months.
Very good. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Seeing no comments for consent, I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda. Morro Bay?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Noah, second by John Heading. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. We didn't get to Christine on there. Is she in? I just want to confirm.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Christine, I don't know if we got you on the vote on that or not. I just wanted to check with you.
Yeah. My vote was yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Cayucas?
Cayucas, same motion, please.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0.
Great. Okay. Moving on to item C1. Item C1 is discussion and approval of a request for the proposal, RFP, for a facility master plan for the proposed water reclamation facility And Mr. Livick, is that you or Mr. Buckingham? You going to open up with a staff report?
Would it be appropriate to switch items C2 and C1, considering that in the MOU, I believe we decide how we pay for what's in item C1, and maybe we should discuss that first.
Any willingness from the board to switch this up, Morbay? I just for the sake of getting the RFP, I think there's probably more discussion on the MOU, but I think we could probably get through the RFP. I think that's one of the reasons it was addressed that way, because I think there's a little bit more discussion for the MOU.
Let me ask counsel, would you chime in on that?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
I think logically the MOU sort of sets up the order and sequence that we would logically address these issues. It actually reads that Section 2 of both versions, the components of the new water reclamation facility project subject to this MOU, immediately following execution of this MOU, the project team shall commence with the following tasks. The fourth of those tasks are preparation of an RFP for a facilities master plan. So it would seem that sort of this framed the issues in the sequence. I mean, it certainly can be taken the other way, but I think there's probably some logic involved in looking at the MOU first. It has a lot of significant policy issues associated with it.
Certainly. I think based on some other conversations we've had in the past on the RFP, I think some of the conversation is we should have the RFP out already. And just from that preference, it was like RFP's here, we can move forward on it. So any response from staff on that or council? No, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that, yes, we have been talking about getting this RFP out, and basically the RFP is an advertisement for in need of services, so it's not committing us to any sort of structure within the MOU. It really is something that we've been talking about now for a couple of meetings and is essential for us to continue progress on this. I know Mr. Livick's going to review at some point a letter we just received from the Regional Water Board Director speaking very clearly to our need to continue progress and deadlines and the expectations that they have for us. So my thought would be let's take care of this RFP because it needs to get done. We've been talking about that, and there's nothing in it that locks us into any sort of structure in the MOU.
Okay, so it's my understanding that you're worried about a half an hour of discussion. I believe we'll get the RFP out tonight, and I have a problem with that. We're just trying to follow your recommendations here, which say that immediately following the execution of the MOU, then we send out the RFP. So I'm going by your staff's suggestion, the MOU that you wrote. If you want to change the MOU that you wrote, I guess we can do that after we send out the RFP.
Hang on. I think, Christine, did you this is kind of difficult, but I think you said you wanted to have something to say?
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Sorry it's a little difficult, but I do appreciate having the chance to call in. I heard that we were doing council comments on the Morro Bay side, so I just wanted to add mine. Is that a good time to do that, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think it was Mr. Carmel. Is that who was speaking about the timing? And was he the gentleman that spoke after Mr. Enns?
I'm sorry, I can't understand the question.
Yes. Was it Mr. Carmel that spoke after Mr. Enns queried the group about changing the items on the agenda, the order? Was that Mr. Carmel?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I couldn't quite tell. You know, it sounded to me like if counsel for Cayucas, meaning their legal counsel, is okay with us taking the order that's existing on the agenda, it seemed to me like he said it could go either way, then I would just suggest that we stick the agenda as it is, because since we skipped our meeting in February, I think we really just need to push the RFP out there. And if there are one or two things that we need to get to in the second item, then you know that addendum can just be done. So I would agree with Noah that we just kind of keep it the way it is. Okay.
Thank you, Christine. Any others for Morbay on this comment? Okay. All right.
It's your meeting.
Cayucas?
It's your meeting.
Okay. I think the RFP is a great way to start because there's really there's a lot of good discussion here. So with that, we'll kick off the staff report for the RFP, and I'll look to Mr. Livick to open up on that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rob Livick, Public Works Director for City of Morro Bay. This staff report, an item is regarding approval to release an RFP, request for proposal for facilities master planning for the new water reclamation facility at the preferred site of Rancho Colina. We're recommending that both bodies review the RFP, have your respective staffs discuss the differences in the two documents, and direct staff to issue an RFP for the facilities master plan. Really, time is of the essence, and we're not recommending really any alternatives to this. Fiscal impact, we estimate that this is going to be run approximately $850,000 of the $4.7 million that we expect to spend in the next few years, getting ourselves to 30% design. This item is on the critical path for the project, and to that end, we request that the both bodies review this and to move this item forward. If you take a look at the two RFPs, there's really not significant differences between the language between both RFPs as they're written, and I think if you gave direction to your staffs to reconcile them, we could get those out in a matter of days. As the mayor mentioned, or as Councilman Smuckler mentioned, both bodies are in receipt of a letter from the executive director of the Central Coast Water Quality Control Board. That letter basically states that I don't have it in front of me, I apologize, states that the, thank you, Mr. Buckingham. That Morro Bay and Cayucas have agreed to develop a site, Rancho Colina site, is a new water reclamation facility, that the plant should include nitrate removal, tertiary treatment, groundwater recharge. Goes on to say that, basically drinking water supplementation is probably the primary use for reclaimed water. And then kind of goes on to the that was maybe the carrot portion of the letter. The stick portion of the letter is our existing permit has expired. They agree there were some mitigating factors beyond our control, but we more likely than not will face minimum mandatory penalties if the plant is not operational by 2021. And his final comment is to look at forming a sustainable groundwater plan to protect the area's groundwater. So, this really gives us, thank you, Dave, gives us some marching orders on the speed at which we need to move forward in the development of this new facility. As Councilman Smuckler said, this RFP is an advertisement, is what we're doing here. We're advertising for more likely than not, civil engineering consulting firms with expertise in wastewater treatment plant design to prepare a plan to lay out the treatment methodology and the site planning necessary to move on to the next steps, which is, given the tight timeline, more likely than not, development of bridging documents that would be used in the design build process for a new facility. The plan has a lot of contract language in it, but I think if we look to the technical requirements, we're very close in there. And if we're able to get this out on the street, we have a couple of months to amend it if we need to based on that contract language. So that would be my recommendation, is you direct your staff and our staff to work together, reconcile the differences, get this ad out, and move forward with the relationship building portion of the exercise. And I think Mr. Buckingham wants to make a few comments on this also.
Very few. I think Rob just hit it, but to reiterate, what we recommend that you consider tonight is looking at these, highlight any areas of concern. In our review of the RFP and then CSD's assessment of that RFP and response, we think we're super close. What we recommend, instead of trying to wordsmith it completely out here with all 10, 12, 15 of us, to identify any areas that you want us to fix, and then to authorize Mr. Kuhn for the CSD and myself for Mr. Livick for Mora Bay to make those changes, agree on them, and then release it so we don't have to wait for another JPA meeting.
Great. Thanks very much. Kayukas?
Mr. Kuhn, are you comfortable with that arrangement?
Yes, no problem whatsoever.
All right. Can we make a motion?
Okay, I'll just open up for discussion on our board and see if there's any other questions or discussion. Typically, prior to going into public comment, we'll have questions for staff, and then following any questions, we'll open up for public comment, and then come back for discussion, and then make a motion. So, any questions from council? And I'll lead off with Christine, since she's not here, and that way I can get her going first. Christine, do you have any questions?
I do not. Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, thank you. Noah?
Yeah, I just had a question on, let's see here. I'm looking at the sanitary district's version, which we all should have. Page 11 of that, bottom of the page, this is about the evaluation selection process. And there's the only difference there between the city's proposal and then the sanitary district's proposal is just an excellent idea of adding the Cayuga Citizens Advisory Committee representatives in there as well. I think that's long overdue, and I think it'll be a refreshing addition, knowing that we have our Citizens Advisory Committee from the Morro Bay side that's been working well on this. And that's the way I read this would be a review committee made up of members from the city staff, the Water Reclamation Morro Bay Advisory Committee, the Cayuga Sanitary District, and also the Cayuga Citizens Advisory Committee. I'm looking at this now, and I don't see City Council on that. Am I missing that?
I think it's... I think it says City District Review Committee.
By the city. Well, anyway, what I guess I'm hoping this reads is we'll have, when we did the review committee for project management, we had I think 10 members, and it was comprised of a couple council members and then our Citizens Advisory Committee and some staff, and it seemed to work really well. It was 10 members total, which is a big group, but ultimately I think we could work through that, and I guess I was kind of envisioning, and we should just double check on this language because I don't see the city council explicitly included in there, but I was just assuming two representatives from the city council, two from the sanitary district, two from the Citizens Advisory Committee of Cayucas, two from of Morro Bay, and then I'm assuming Rick Coons and Rob Livick would round that committee out, and you know, whoever is appointed from each body would be kind of up to the different boards. So, and that would be a Brown Act meeting that may or may not have some sort of broadcast, but it would be done in a way that gives the applicants, the different consultants applying, you know, a little bit of comfort that they can present in a way that's, you know, safe and they can be confident in that, and yet it's still open to the public that would like to observe. So I just want to confirm that that's, we're all on the same page with that sort of a foundation for the, yeah. And that's what's written. I would like to confirm that.
Right, right. Any other questions on that from Morro Bay? I just echo, thanks for bringing that up, and just echo that we did have a great board when we did that selection committee for the first consultant we did. So any comments? I guess I'll turn it over to you, Mr. President Enns, on Cayucas for questions on this.
Okay, questions from Cayucas?
Councilman Smucker's comments, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's great. No, it's great.
Can we confirm that that language is compatible with that sort of a concept?
Right.
We have that direction to
okay,
make.
Perfect.
If even if it isn't compatible, it will be.
All right.
Okay. All right. Good. Any other questions from the board, or Noah, are you still have any more questions?
Yeah, I guess, you know, my last question is kind of to the conversation we just had about, you know, order of these agenda items, and a concern that I think we all have. We're coming at this from different angles and trying to come up with an agreement to work forward in an MOU form as what the future of our relationship is going to be. And if you look at the two MOUs that we will be talking about in the next item, it does seem like there are some areas of agreement, but there also are some pretty large areas where we aren't on the same page yet. So I just think it's important to point out that it is possible for us to go forward with this RFP and yet not be locked into any structural commitments on that future relationship, and we're going to get into that conversation, but that's the way I'm seeing this, and it may be posed as a question, but
okay.
I just wanted to make
all
that
right,
statement.
Any other questions then from the Morro Bay Board? Okay, thanks. With that, I'll turn over questions for Cayucas on the RFP.
Dan?
I think it'd be great to move this on.
Okay.
Okay, I just had a couple questions, maybe from Rob Livick. I want to refer to page 2, the paragraph that's in the middle of the page that follows where it says the facility master plan will include evaluation and analysis of, starts with the construction of a new water reclamation facility on the Rancho Colina site, and it says excluding all ancillary conveyance facilities, lists those and says they're a part of a separate RFP. Could you explain what that's about?
Sure. The collection system modifications, the pump station, and force main are pretty conventional civil engineering works, and we didn't feel that we needed to, you know, muddy up the facilities master plan, which we're going to get a specialty treatment plant designer probably that will be designing that. Our opinion is that we could go pretty easily out to design on the necessary components for the lift station and force main without having to go through the facilities master planning process for that work.
Rick Kuhn, any comment there?
No, that's fine. When we wrote ours, it's just, you know, how do you get there? So we said including the collection system, the lift station and stuff like that, just to make sure that there was cohesiveness between the flows coming out of the lift station to the flows coming into the new plant. So there wasn't any, you know, misunderstanding. That's all that we were saying when you say included. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we can discuss at a staff level.
I don't think they don't necessarily need to do facilities master planning, but they'll need to at least give the
coordination between
coordination
them.
Would probably be good language to put in there.
Dan?
Rob, I think the only thing I think we should be paying attention to too would be also a potential route for the new facilities as they may encounter historic or cultural resources. So I don't know that it needs to be in the RFP, but somewhere along the line that needs to probably,
that will feed into it. We are that's part of the fatal flaws analysis that we've got an early jump on. We'll be issuing contracts for archaeological work in the matter of a few days here to get started on that, so that can feed back into both the facilities master planning consultant and when we get an environmental consultant on board also, so they'll get a good jump on that, along with biology. We're getting in early spring this year and things are starting to bloom, good and bad, but it's the perfect time to get a biologist out there right now, and planning on doing that.
Thank you. Just want to make sure we're dealing with it.
Okay, and one of our concerns simply is that when we look at the cost of this new treatment plant, we look at all of the costs, not just some of them. Next question is on page 3, top of the page under introduction. It says the first paragraph there, right about the middle, where it says the new water reclamation facility is currently proposed by the city to be owned and operated by the city of Morro Bay. So are you considering that you would own 100% of the facility itself and the land?
That's the way it's written, but for the purposes of this RFP, I don't think it matters, and we could strike that language and deal with it in the relationship discussion.
Okay, that might be a wise thing to do. Thank you. On page 4, the third paragraph, near the end, says the city and CSC intend to follow an alternative delivery approach, for example, design build. Could you explain that?
Yes. Given the tight timeline that we have, it is our opinion that to get the project done, given that timeline, it's probably going to need a design-build approach to do that. So we want the facilities master planning consultant to keep that in mind in their development of their master planning documents, because we believe this will feed right into when we get an owner's rep on board to prepare those bridging documents to get us to design build. We want a seamless connection. So we want somebody with some familiarity with the design build process.
Okay, and I know that we discussed that in the past. It's been mentioned. One of my concerns is that when you revise this document, it used to say the city intends to follow, and you're including us in your intent without asking us. So I'm just saying maybe we should be a little more polite about the process here. You've also said here in the following sentence, or in the same sentence, that you intend to build some new facilities at the existing site. Is that what I'm understanding, the influent lift station near the existing wastewater treatment plant?
We will need a lift station to get to the new facility.
And you're directing the person who does the facility master plan to put it there?
No. We're not directing them to put it really anywhere.
Okay. I just want to make that clear. Thank you. And farther down under item number 3, general project description, the last sentence in that paragraph, I believe, says, and the demolition of the existing plant. And will that cost be included as a part of the overall cost of this project?
My intention was we'll need a cost to decommission and demolish that existing facility.
Okay. Okay, that's all the questions I have at this time. Anyone else? Cayucas? None? Mayor Irons.
Thank you. Since that concludes our questions, we'll open that up for public comment. Anybody would like to speak to this request for proposals for facilities master plan? Public comment is open. Please come forward. Come on up. If you wouldn't mind stating your name for us.
Laura Niblock. If these questions seem a bit impertinent, I haven't been totally involved in this. But I was just wondering, since our neighbor in Los Osos just went through the same process, are we taking advantage of their expertise?
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else for public comment?
Marla Jo Bouton, Sadowski, North Morro Bay. I'm just, could someone maybe explain to the public how we're going forward in a joint request for proposal when we don't know if Cayucas is even interested? They haven't told us they're interested in using our facility. I think Mr. Lloyd said they had options and they might go north and all this. So I was wondering, do we have a disclosure from Cayucas as to your other plans that you may have in the works, just so that Morro Bay knows about that? Thank you.
Thank you, Marlo. Public comment is still open for those who'd like to comment on the RFP. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the board.
I just would like to ask Mr. McElveen a couple questions if he would volunteer to be public comment here for a second.
I'll open public comment up and bring it back to
Steve
the
McElveen.
Thank you for coming up.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe we've ever discussed the price for the land, and I don't intend to do that at this time. However, I'm assuming, and without seeing your property or your mobile home park in any of these documents, were you anticipating that your mobile home park would be using this sewer plant?
The Water Quality Control Board came out to the facility at one of the meetings and made it clear that they would demand that I hook into your facility because the project will be located immediately adjacent to my existing plant, and they're not going to allow me to continue if that plant's there. So, yes, I'm going to have to hook into it.
Okay. So in that vein, do you have a capacity that you're interested in this new plant? Is there some percentage that belongs to you? I mean, we've been dividing this up by 2872, and you've been left out.
Well, we're working on an MOU right now with Morro Bay. It's back in their hands, so who knows where it is. Their attorney, I guess, has it someplace. But the general concept is I will be hooking into the Morro Bay water and sewer system, so I will pay their water or their water and sewer rates.
Okay, that's all my questions. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the board for discussion. I'm going to lead off with Christine, since she's kind of the hardest one to get through to. And just for the listening folks out there, our council member Christine Johnson is calling in from a remote location in Yosemite. Lucky her. So, Christine, you want to lead us off on discussion, please?
Sure. Thank you. I would say, though, for anyone who doubts the drought, to see Yosemite without any snow anywhere, even a patch in the shade, is pretty shocking at this time of the year. So, beautiful here, but a little sad as well. What I heard very strongly from Mr. Kuhn, I think, kind of will kick off my discussion, and that is when he responded by saying no problem whatsoever to a query about if he was comfortable working with Mr. Levick and merging the two documents to get the document out. So based on the discussion that we heard through the questioning and some of the public comment, I think that I'm comfortable with the selection committee that we discussed, and I was on the selection committee for the RFP for the when we hired Rickenbach, and it was actually very functional to have 10 people. So I agree with that, and I'm not sure the Morro Bay language either in the draft said council either, to be honest. So I'm glad to see that been added. Additionally, I also have the same question earlier with Mr. Levick about the conveyance and the pumping and the collection, so I'm glad to hear Mr. Enns bring that up as well. But it seems like that's also something else that staff can work on together. So at this point, I don't have any concerns other than that we don't want to delay. And right now, we're at a good point, both communities, with the water quality. With the water board, and I think we should show action if possible. So I'm very confident to move forward and to direct staff to do so. And I appreciate our staff's willingness to work together, and I also appreciate their willingness to bring it to us pretty close draft-wise as well. So at this point, that's all I have. But since I can't signal you at the end of Morro Bay discussion, I may have to add one or two more things, but I'll try not to. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Christine. Noah?
Yeah, I just had one question, and it has to do on page 13, on number 6. It's the schedule. And right now, our schedule says issue the RFP on Monday. And I just want to make sure that our staff feels confident with the conversation today and the subtle changes that we're talking about, that we could still do that, knowing how important it is that we get this out there to stay on track.
We may need to adjust the schedule by a day or two, but I don't see that being significant. We're giving consultants plenty enough time, as long as it's, you know, just a day or two, but we'll get a final schedule in there.
Great. Is that Mr. Kuhn? Rick? Yeah. Are you okay with that?
I don't have my other calendar, but yeah, with Monday or Tuesday, we'll meet for sure.
Great.
I'm hearing Monday or Tuesday. We have a working day tomorrow. Considering the priorities on this, I'm hoping that we're going to see this expedited and as much as possible trying to issue this on
Monday. I'm out of town tomorrow, so.
Okay. We'll work as much as we can via email. Yeah. I don't think, you know, the changes are that significant that wouldn't prevent us from shooting it back and forth to each other and getting it out.
Great. Any other questions?
No.
Mr. Hedy?
No.
Mr. Makowetsky? Okay, great. Before we turn it over, then just one more comment on this. I think really what we're working through here is basically the agreement between the two boards to work together, and we want to work through this for the RFP. ultimately to have a water reclamation facility together. I think that's what we're working for that, and I think part of that, if we look at the RFP, it's pretty descriptive that Rancho Colina is the site that was preferred. And so those are my comments on that, and I turn it over to Mr. Enns for the Cayucas Board.
No comment. Would you like me to make a motion?
I don't know if anybody else on the board has any comments.
Comment?
No comments. I'm ready for a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. I will move that we direct staff to reconcile the two draft facility master plan documents that we have, make the changes as discussed and recommended by the boards today, and that we authorize staff to release that as soon as possible.
I'm going to end that there.
Okay. So I have a motion. We have a second. So motion by Noah, second by Matt. Any discussion on that from Moore Bay? Staff, are we pretty clear on that? We're good? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. Christine, did I get you in there?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Cayucas.
Same motion, please.
Yep, second.
Motion by Dan Chivin, second by Dan Lloyd. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Irons.
Great. That concludes our staff report for C1. And let me get back to my other sheet over here, and we'll move on to our next staff report. Item C2, discussion of the Memorandum of Understanding between the City and Sanitary District for the next steps developing a WRF. And that staff report, who are we going to have lead off on that?
I'll take the first shot at it.
Okay.
It's not much of a staff report. Thank you. Basically, we recommend that you just go take a look at this.
Thank you. Both bodies take a look at the interim MOU and provide any comments to staff to prepare a final MOU. I also need to present our Water Reclamation Facilities Citizens Advisory Committee had a meeting yesterday. I want to pass these down. They made a recommendation regarding the MOU. Their recommendation was to request that staff draft a simple customer-purveyor relationship document to present to the City Council and Cayucas Sanitary District at their joint meeting tomorrow that reflects the discussion by WRFCAC that treats the Cayucas Sanitary District as a customer and that the MOU clearly reflects that relationship. The recommendation was amended to add that the City Council to act quickly as time is of the essence. And I'm reading this for Christine's benefits, and she's not in the room and does no way to get internet to take a look at this. Motion was made by committee member Sadowski and seconded by member Guerrera. The motion was approved 7-2 with committee members Donnelly and Spagnola dissenting. Some of the discussion items included with in that discussion were to make CSD a customer, roll up cost into their rate, operations and maintenance based on flow, and capital based on capacity, need to come to agreement quickly and move project along, keep city in the lead, project management role, time is of the essence again, reimburse each other for previously incurred costs, including staff time. And while the CSD or the WRFCAC had confidence that we could prepare a simple MOU between five last night and this meeting today, I don't think there is such a simple MOU that has everything that they wanted to present in it. Some of the examples I found online, I think they started at 22 pages and went on from there, these agreements between cities for outside user type agreements. So my alternative was to present the recommendation to both bodies, as I said I would, and that's the reason behind this memorandum. There are two different MOUs in attached to the staff report. There's some differences, but there's also some things that I think perhaps we can agree upon. I think we both agree upon the 72-28 split in capacity at this point in time until we get additional information. But there may be some other issues that both bodies can agree upon. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to you smart people to figure out how you work this out.
Thanks, Mr. Leivick. I just ask, does Cayuga staff, Mr. Kuhn, do you have any comments on the staff report before any discussion or anything?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So same thing. We'll go through questions with the board, and then as we conclude questions, we can open it up for public comment, bring it back to discussion for the board, and make a motion. So with that, Christine, do you have any? I'm going to start with you. I'm going to default with you since you're via phone. Do you want to start off with any questions on this?
Hi, thanks. You know, we discussed this quite in detail a few months, maybe a few council meetings ago. So my question would be kind of for the Cayugas board. Have they had a chance to review any of the DVDs of the meetings, or have they been aware at all of some of the public discussions we've had as a council in regard to this item?
I'm not sure I heard.
Okay. You want me to repeat?
So
No, I can answer that, Christine. Our manager, Rick, had reviewed those meetings.
Okay, so individually, the CSD board hasn't had a chance to review the meetings, but you've received input from staff?
Correct.
Okay. At this point, as far as questions, I'm fairly clear on the document as it stands, and I feel that at this point I don't have any questions, but I would like to hear other questions, and then maybe if something is for Jamie, I'll check in with you. Okay? Thanks.
Okay. I'll make sure I reach out to you before we conclude. Oh, it's my job. Noah, do you want to go next?
Sure. I think I have one question, and it's mostly for Cayucas as well. And as I look at the documents here and the proposal, one of the major things that I see is not included in your draft of the MOU is a fair share cost sharing of what got us to this point. Basically, paying your fair share of the options analysis and all the work that went into get us to the point where we have a highly ranked, very quality sites. And I'm curious, was that an omission, or how did you justify not including that in your draft MOU to us?
Thank you for that question. Following the decision by the Coastal Commission to deny our permit, as you may recall, you and the mayor, staff, and our staff got together. We agreed to look separately at opportunities for Cayucas Yeah. You agreed to look separately for what Morro Bay would like to do. We never asked you to pay for any of the looking that we did. And you never came to us and said, oh, by the way, if we start looking, we're going to ask you to pay for some of this. We were assuming that you would at some point come to us with a proposal saying you'd looked at several sites and we would get together and select a site commonly at a JPA meeting. That never occurred. You chose your own site. You didn't ask us to participate in that or have anything to do with it. We're here tonight because the site that you chose is your choice, and we're just trying to be cooperative here. And paying for the process that you used is not appealing to us. So for the benefit of the public here, Morro Bay spent approximately $478,000 studying to pick a site. We respected their process, which took something in the order of a year and a half to 2 years. And now I think you're asking us to pay for the fact that you took 2 years to select a site. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Actually, yeah. What I'm asking is, in your MOU, basically for you to uphold what you state down, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs in on the first page, the whereas City of Morro Bay and CSD have come together to collaborate and to study and determine the feasibility of constructing a new WRF at the Rancho Colina site for the benefit of both communities. So that was language that you include in your MOU, and I'm having a hard time understanding how you could not, given that language, realize or include a fair share cost sharing on the financials that got us to that point.
I just have one more question. I just want to understand, is that a board position? I guess I'd like to hear some comments from the rest of the board. Are you speaking for the board on this position, Mr. Enns, or are those your comments? And I just didn't know if you're going to turn it over to the rest of the board to make similar comments. I just like to understand that.
Yeah, I'm sure the board will have some comments. Mr. Lloyd?
I think it's fair to say from my perspective, Mr. Enns represents our position on this. We have discussed the MOU, and that is one of the items that I think we look at it. You guys did your work. You did it on a process and a basis that was based on your feeling about your community. We respect that, but we don't think that we're responsible for the financial impact of that.
Okay.
So, just for clarity.
Okay. Are you done with your questions? John?
Yes. Thank you. Testing 1, 2. Does this seem to be on out there, folks?
Yes.
Good? Okay. My notes here. Thank you for that. My first question is, and realizing that as a new council member, I came in late into the process, which would have been December the 8th. Specifically of 2014, and having reviewed numerous documents and then becoming involved in the process, if indeed after the denial by the Coastal Commission at the meeting with regard to rebuilding on the existing site, if indeed it was agreed, quote unquote, and I wrote down to look separately at options for Cayucas and Morro Bay at a joint meeting between the two entities, my first question would be, did Cayucas embark upon a process to look at other alternatives in detail that might have been beneficial to them? That'd be my first question. And what were those for my benefit?
Yes, we contracted, I think in, this was January, February, March of that 2013, we contracted with WSC Consulting Engineers, and they came up with four alternatives. The highest ranked alternatives, I don't have the study in front of me, but was the CMC. And then Cayucas has a, basically we have four creek areas, and that's all we have. And so they looked at each one of those areas and came up with costs on that. So.
Great, thank you. And a follow-up question to that would be, when you received that information, was that discussed at a subsequent JPA meeting? And was there direction given or indicated by your representation that you were looking at something that was feasible and might move in that direction, or did you give a feeling or a sense that that was viable versus the process that we were embarking on?
First off, we discussed, I think at the JPI, I have to look back, but we discussed the CMC was our ranked choice. And I remember further discussions with Morro Bay. They said, okay, we'll evaluate CMC in a parallel path with what they were doing on their own. And that was in place for quite a while Morro Bay was still working through their process of their site selection. So the CMC, it popped up there. I think we were done in July of 2013 with our study and everything. Nobody made a presentation. It just everybody knew it was there, and I think we had discussed it back and forth. So that's how it was kind of picked to work a parallel path.
Okay. And I guess my next question would be, we went on a different pathway, and it's my understanding all along presented reports, information, costs, alternatives, very detailed studies, obviously. And at any time, were you sensing that you might be feeling that you would want to go in a different direction, and was that intimated to Morro Bay, or were you just waiting for us to finish the process, and was that communicated directly to us?
We had already chosen the CMC. Any information that was given to Cayucas at that time was made public, and so we weren't given any. I think we were given one draft of the CLEATH, maybe. Yeah. That was about it. Everything else that Morro Bay, the consultants they chose, nothing was consulted with Cayucas at all. It was all done, and the reports were, all of them were given at the time they were made public. And basically it was get them off our website kind of deal. So we had no input whatsoever of what needed to be studied, or there was no contact whatsoever.
Okay, so I guess, and then my last question would be, would Cayucas find there to be significant value and what I would consider to be conclusions that were drawn with our study that might be more advantageous if we worked together moving towards a selection that placed a higher value on the outcome of our study versus your study? In other words, did you find value in that, and did you sense it was feasible? Was there discussion that it was feasible, and was that a direction you sensed that you were leaning towards?
I don't know. That's the board members or my opinion or what? I mean, you want to? What's the board members?
Not having been part of the process and not finding adequate indication of that in the minutes. I'm trying to understand if there was a sense that you had results, but and you probably could have proceeded based upon those results, would be my assumption, with a project. But you decided not to, so my assumption then would be, and this is just my assumption, that there would be some significant value to the process we were going through that might lend itself to a better outcome if that was finished, and then we looked at that together as something that might be feasible and workable. Or I guess I'm trying to ask, was there value added? Was there a value-added proposition in what we did all along that might have been communicated, and or if there was not a value-added proposition and there was a discomfort, why wasn't that communicated? Or was it?
What we did is we had two meetings with the Regional Water Quality Control Board, with our technical committees, our staffs, and everything, and including the County of San Luis Obispo. The Public Works Director at that time were involved in it. And we had come out with our study, being the CMC. We had talked with the Regional Water and the Public Works Director about the, they had felt the CMC was a viable alternative. Moving the water around the county, the reclaimed water, the CMC, or the regional board saying it would be a regional facility. And we basically agreed, Cayucas did, and said, okay, we're ready to, we feel that's a way to go. Let's move on. That was during the time that Morro Bay kept going down the path and their site selection, and then they kept going, and we had another meeting with regional board. We may have had three. It was three total. But all the while, Morro Bay was doing their thing, and they kept saying, okay, we're going to do our site selection, and when we get to narrowing down from three to one, then we'll compare it with the CMC. So all the Morro Bay work was done, and the Cayucas was still saying CMC. So until Morro Bay got to that one Rancho Colima site, then the final comparison was done with the SEP money from the regional board. So that's where we stand. And that's where we stood all the way through.
And my sense is now it would be Cayucas' feeling that this would be a preferable project to the outcome of the study that you did independently.
This being the Rancho Colima?
Yes, sir.
After we received the information from Corollo, then looking at the cost and everything, looking at the conversations we had with the CDCR and all that, in the meantime, the county changed the public works director. He had left. And now looking at the whole thing, we're looking, you know, viable alternatives. And so we're ready to move forward on the, you know, the RFP for the FMP. There's still questions that we have.
Sure.
There's still things that Morro Bay would like to see, the moving of the desal plant, the moving of the public works yard, all these other things that are contained that we're not sure that we need to, we don't care about, you know. So we need to have the FMP to outline what is going to be beneficial with Cayucas and how it's going to work. So that's why we say in our MOU that we come together at this time to move forward from here on.
So my last question would be then, so the additional work that Morro Bay did after you completed the work that you did added significant value proposition to you making a decision that might be different if you had left with your study alone, had been left with your study alone.
No, I think there's still a viable alternative to be going to the CMC. I mean,
more viable, I guess I meant. More viable.
More valuable than the Rancho Colima site?
Let's see. With the value proposition of the endpoint of the study completed by Morro Bay after it was completed, does Cayucas believe that that gives credence to making a better selection of the Rancho Colina site as a preferred site because of lower cost and possibly better utilization than with the information you had from the project that you did by yourself?
For my board to decide. Not for me to. I mean, that's a question.
I guess it's a question to the board. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to look at you, but we were.
Yeah.
President Hans, can I answer or speak to Mr. Councilman Heading for a second?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah. I just want the ability to speak.
Okay, well, we were frankly disappointed that Morro Bay didn't come to us and truly participate and provide what you're talking about. If we receive value from the process that you use, we should pay for it. I understand where you're headed with this. Did we receive value? Well, we, at this point, really don't feel that the CMC site was given a fair shake in comparison to the Rancho Colina site. There are many things that are missing in the Rancho Colina information. For example, Mr. McElvain's participation, his percentage of ownership, his percentage of paying, what does the land cost? If you add, how many units does he have there on that site? 300 or 100? Or does that change the percentage of the flows if that's part of Morro Bay's flow? And so there's a lot of things that we don't have answers to. My personal feeling is that you did a lot more work than was necessary up to this point. I'm reading all this stuff about horsepowers of pumps to pump the stuff up there and the size of the pipes. I mean, the goal was to select a site. The detail that Morro Bay went to select this site is really, in my opinion, way beyond what was necessary. So we did not specifically select a site. We chose four different options, and if you recall, one of those was to stay at the existing plant. And it appears that potentially that option is still viable for us. So we're not completely decided on what we want to do. We're certainly willing to move forward with the request for proposals. We want to see the facility master plan. We want to see what it's going to cost. We want to understand what it is Morro Bay really wants to do. At this point, we're rather confused, especially if I mentioned earlier that you want to take out the pipelines that go to there and from there in a separate RFP. You really did not address a number of items. They're mentioned here. Moving the corporate yard there, moving the desal plant there, having some kind of a public, I forget what it was called, the information center, a number of items that I'm really not confident that I know what it is Morro Bay wants to do. You mentioned composting, reclamation, tertiary water, and then you say in your report that well, we're just doing phase one, which is reclamation ready. So I'm taking it to understand you're not planning to do composting, you're not planning to do reclamation, you're not planning to do tertiary water. You're just planning to go build a new sewer plant up there and use the existing outfall. So until I really understand what's included, which I'm assuming will come out of the facility master plan, I'm confused about what's in and what's out and how much this is really going to cost Cayucas to participate in this site at the Rancho Colina. So that's where I am. Any comments from the board?
Yeah. Councilman Heading, I sure can appreciate your position having come on a little bit later. I would have to say that when I got on my board, too, in the beginning of, I guess, the end of 12, in December of 12, I came into the
to the Coastal Commission hearing was my first opportunity to really get engaged with this one, too. And I think if you go back and look at the record, my point has always been, and I'll speak for myself, is that I thought it was extremely important for the community of Morro Bay to be able to choose their site. It's their community. They're going to find a location. It's of utmost priority to them that that siting be adequate. And I can kind of cut to the chase here, Councilman Henning. We have, by the MOU that you've prepared, we have no equity interest in the facility, no equity interest, and we're, and as your committee wanted to reemphasize, that we have only the position as a ratepayer. Then, as far as I'm concerned, it's your facility. You have all the benefits, and there's no value added for us as a customer. If we want to talk about us being an equal partner per the existing Joint Powers Authority agreement, where we have a percentage interest, you also want our capital also, then I would be willing to consider how we might have some value or some benefit from that. But the way that it's structured right now, to me, there is no real value added. It's your facility, your choice, your process. I honor that. I respect that. And going forward, based on the language in your MOU, then I think our position is really pretty simple. We'll take a back seat, and you run the show. You chose your site. I'm totally supportive of that. I mentioned the environmental document. We'll also evaluate the other alternatives within your community for evaluation. So while you have a preference, I don't know that the process is over yet, just looking at it from an environmental review standpoint. So we're really not even quite, as I think Robert is correct, we're really kind of not done. Maybe it goes that way. And I hope it does, because I wouldn't want to have to open up the box too much more. But you've done a lot of an analysis of your other sites. So I would think that the environmental consultant would be able to give a fair evaluation to alternatives for the project. So since we're just a ratepayer, then there's no value in you doing your process to us. Does that help a little bit for clarity of my position?
Yeah, anyway? I wonder if there's any other comments by your board?
Yeah, I had made the same comment here multiple times. I don't think it's our... It's not our backyard, it's yours, you know. You got to pick your site. And the last thing I feel, you know, that it would be appropriate for me to do would be to say where I think a wastewater facility should be in Morro Bay city limits. You know, that's just not appropriate. I've made that comment before. So I respect your guys' decision and don't see any problem with it, you know.
Well, I agree with what... I agree with all of my colleagues on this situation, and I think that for me, I felt like from square one we weren't really included in anything. But I think we weren't really included in any of your discussions as far as where you're going to go, what you're going to do, and so forth. And I don't think it was appropriate. And I think in the beginning, as Mr. Kuhn has pointed out, we said that we were going to go on separate paths to find a plant or a spot for a plant. And so I think that basically, and even reading this MOU, it's like we're just, how can we participate in something when we're going to end up as a ratepayer and have no interest in it? Does it make sense?
I have just maybe one more follow-up comment. I can remember numerous times where Councilperson Johnson would say, you too can turn on the TV and you can watch it and you can listen to it anytime you want. So that was kind of the extent of our engagement in the process.
Any other questions?
Thank you, President Enns, for the comments and allowing your board to comment. Appreciate it. No questions.
I'll go back to some of my questions then before we go back. Just writing some notes on some of the comments. President Enns, I think there were some comments about did we, when we were going through the CMC site location, you know, we were analyzing pump sizes and horsepowers and things like that, and we were just going through all this level of detail. And I think that level of detail gave us a more accurate price point on the viability of CMC. But stepping back a little bit further than that, I guess it goes back to the very meeting following the Coastal Commission hearing. And that was the agreement to take separate paths on what decision we were going to come to. And so based on what I see out of this MOU and in the language there, it says that we're coming back together at this point. But what I also hear you say is we're not so sure this is it. And so I don't even know why we're discussing an MOU if you're not... I've not heard anybody on this board saying Rancho Colina is our preferred site location based on the studies that Morro Bay has done, because we went through our studies, and then when it came down to CMC ranking last, and that was your preferred site for Cayucas, it was like, okay, let's take a higher level of detail to really do this. And I think that speaks to why there was so much detail done, because it was thoughtful and considerate on Cayucas having an analysis on CMC. And I think it's interesting when we look at the level of analysis. I guess my question for Cayucas is, in the CMC report, the WSC report, how many workshops took place? What were your goals? What was the community's goals for what Cayucas wanted for their wastewater treatment plant or water reclamation facility? I would like to know what your goals were, what the community goals were. Can we speak to that? That's a question for the board.
Well, I think we had this discussion, Mayor Irons. You and I met with Supervisor Gibson in his office. Rick Kuhn was there, and your former city manager, Andrea Luker. And we described what our process was at that time and how we communicate to our community and what we thought our choices were. You, on the other hand, and actually through Andrea Luker, described a much more involved process. I spoke to that earlier, taking the year and a half to 2 years to do what you did. I have to say that Cayucas was very respectful of your need to do that the way you did it. We don't operate like that in Cayucas for a number of reasons. One is that 40% of our homeowners don't live there, yet we represent them, and in that we represent what their sewer rate is. And they don't come to our meetings. They actually don't vote for us. So we have a little bit different community than you do. The people who... do live there and do in fact vote for us and pay their sewer bill. A lot of them are people that we see every day. We're a much smaller community. We frequently speak to people on the street. Again, our meetings, like your meetings, are open to the public. So we encourage our public to come to the meetings and participate in any way they can. I've spoken twice now with Rick to the Rotary group there. I've talked to the Lionesses. I've talked to the Lions. I've talked to friends of the library, informing them of where we are and what the progress had been. So probably we've communicated a lot more than you suspect. But our community is not as, I think, divided as yours. and we're not at one another's throats all the time. So I think that they trust in their leadership with our board, and so I believe that we've done a good job for our community. And if the response that I'm getting from our community is what I think it is, it certainly says we have. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in the audience right now from Cayucas. And I hope that they have some comments they'd like to make once we open this to public comment.
So I just want to see if I can get to my question. What are the goals for Cayucas for a wastewater treatment plant or water reclamation facility?
I'm going to make this real simple. We had a goal of paying 28.5% of $34 million. And through your city's request to be denied by the Coastal Commission, that number has now gone to $74 million. And that's without all of these things that I mentioned earlier. And our community is concerned about what this is going to cost us. When you think about the 40% of the people who don't live in Cayucas, they are second homes. I don't believe that they're too concerned about where the treatment plant is. They're more concerned about just what the sewer rate is, and that we've taken good care and been good stewards to our environment. So does that answer your question?
Just for clarification, if you want, I'll send you the resolution, but our resolution was in support of staff's recommendation. We didn't request the code. We didn't support or request the Coastal Commission to deny the project. I think it's a very distinct distinction for that, and I just want to make that for the record for those listening. Morro Bay did not request the Coastal Commission to deny the project, and so with that, I'll leave it there. But going back to some of my other questions, then, obviously, there's not much to speak to as far as specific goals for what Cayucas wants for a wastewater treatment plant. That was answered. The other part, I guess, I just want to ask real briefly, because in the MOU that has been drafted, I know you reference a paragraph 14 where it says, no relocation or reconstruction should be taken without written approval. Dan, you said basically it was always our interest for you to choose the site that you want. That's just what you said. It was always our point for you to choose the point you want. So, in essence, that statement, and I guess has been pretty clear from the board, that go choose the site you want. And so we've gone through that, and I'm just looking at this language, so I'm a little perplexed about that. But, to me, it's not a showstopper. I just want to just throw that out there in regards to some of your responses.
Could you show me exactly what you're talking about, what you're saying, paragraph 14?
No, it says, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whereas. And then it says paragraph 14 of the existing JPA states that no relocation or reconstruction, alteration to, or addition to, or replacement of any portions of the wastewater treatment plant shall occur without prior written approval of the two bodies. What I heard you say was, it's always been our point for you to go choose your site.
Again, if you will think about it, we are in a process. The process is not complete. The environmental analysis is not completed, so we're not done yet. So I think that gives us the ability to deal with this.
Okay.
But if I could have a point with you, Mayor.
Sure.
We started out with a value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some other issues within the MOU that I think will be important from us to ask you, mm-hmm. particularly. And I think my biggest point is, are you immutable
on us having an equity interest in the facility. That would be one. So there are several of these points that I think that are important. So I think Robert can ask you specifically which points you're not comfortable in negotiating. That is, where is your line in the sand, if we'll use a tired term? What is negotiable, what is not negotiable? Because the MOU, as I see it, is a one-way ticket for you to do everything. And that gives me the feeling that I'm in the back of the bus and that I'll speak when spoken to. And that does not feel real good to me. So I think it would be important for you to describe to us what it is that you are not negotiable about in the language that you have provided. And then that can give us an idea of, are we comfortable in accepting the quote-unquote ratepayer status that your technical committee and you have put forward too in your MOU before the technical committee weighed in on it. So if you could define that box for me, that would be very helpful.
Cool.
Maybe Robert, you can identify some of those points.
I think what comes out of this is the customers, that being Cayucas, Morro Bay, have equal treatment. If it's X amount for the treatment of a product, then it's going to be the X amount. It's going to be equal for both customers. I think that's ultimately what we'll get out of that box, if you will.
Let me ask a question then. Would Morro Bay be willing to pay for 72% of the construction of the plant and let Cayucas own it? Land and plant ownership. I mean, what you're asking us to do is to pay 30% of the cost of building a plant and the land and all the facilities related to that, pumping stations, pipelines, and then you're saying, and you won't own any of it. And frankly, that's a deal breaker. You got to do better than that. Mr. Carmel, is that something that, as our counsel, you would agree to?
Well, it's a very core policy issue. Obviously, it's not really a legal issue, but if you're asking me my opinion,
yes,
I think it would be plainly irresponsible to lose control and have no equity interest in what you're paying for. That's just my opinion. Certainly, the policy issue is up to the board.
Okay, so the alternative there is that you pay for everything and we're a customer. And one of the reasons I asked Mr. McElvain what's his deal is we don't know what agreement you have with him. We don't know how you're treating him. So at this point, it appears that you want to have complete control. You want to make all the decisions. You've been kind enough to allow us to make comments and suggestions and then specifically said that you will make all the decisions. What if it's not our money, then we don't have a problem. Except based on our experience, it cost us $20,000 to narrow down what our options were. It cost you $478,000. Our biggest concern right now is what's it going to cost if you continue along that path and to build a treatment plant and do all the things you want to do, and what is that going to cost our community? And once you move the bar from the 28.5% of $34 million, and now we're paying for potentially 30% of $100 million, let's say $30 million, instead of paying $10 million, now we're looking at $30 million, and it's really our duty to think about what options do we have that are something less than $30 million. And so if you want a deal, then you build the plant, you own it, and we'll be a customer, but we have the right to approve the rates that you charge us because we don't want to pay for moving your desal plant. We don't want to pay for a lot of the things that you want to include. So we just need a plant at the most reasonable cost to do the job and be good stewards of our environment.
Okay.
This MOU does not address that. And if we have time, I can go through my notes here and tell you where we're having problems. Even in the way it's put together, I'll just give you an example here.
What page, John?
I'm on the first page, the cover. The one, two, three, fourth whereas says, whereas the parties currently share the capacity of the wastewater treatment plant with Sagamore Bay using 72% and the CSD using 28%. And then in parens, it says the current capacities. That's not the capacity. And in your RFP, you mentioned that the capacity is 35% Cayucas, 65% Morro Bay. So when I see things like that, it tells me that I'm not going to sign this agreement. It's incorrect, and I'm not sure I agree with a lot of what's in here. So rather than make a public display of what's wrong with this document, I'm willing to take it to another technical committee. But frankly, if the issues that you're not willing to bend on, which are complete ownership of the plant and us paying for a portion of it, if you're not willing to bend on that at all, if you're not going to allow Cayucas to make decisions on an equal basis with you, you need to say that right up front. And if those items are not something you can negotiate on or make a deal with, I don't know how we're going to go forward. We certainly can send out the RFP. I want to comment that I was elected to the sanitary district in 1992. I've served on the board continuously since that time. I've never missed a JPA meeting in all those years. In all those years, we did business together at this meeting. It was not until Mayor Irons was elected and Morro Bay chose to do business of the wastewater treatment plant outside of this meeting. And I would point out that your decision, as you call it, to support staff's findings, Coastal Commission staff's findings, was done not at a JPA meeting. It was done at your city council meeting. And I would point out, since the public would probably like to know this, that when you said earlier that you did not ask for denial, you simply supported staff's findings. Staff's findings and staff's recommendations were for denial. So I'm not sure what you're trying to dismiss there. But I frequently suggest that you outright ask for a denial. That was the first time in all the years that I've served on this board that business was done outside of the JPA meeting. I would point out again, the second time that was done was when you made your, quote, final site selection at your city council meeting. You didn't make your final site selection and then come to the JPA and say, okay, let's agree on a final site. You made your decision and you're running with the ball. So at this point, we're not confident in how we need to do business. We understand the paragraph that you read that says we need to agree on how to do business. And we're suggesting that the MOU that you put forward is not acceptable to Cayucas.
I have to make some clarifications on some of your statements, President Enns. I think from the time following the Coastal Commission hearing, both boards went outside their normal JPA mode and it was at that very first meeting. We'll go look at our what we want to evaluate and what site location we'll find, and you go look at what your site. So I think for the record, I think both boards have gone separate ways, and clearly I think that's been said by both boards. So to say that business changed from the time I came on board and was elected, that wasn't my preference at that first JPA board meeting to say, now let's go our separate ways. But that's what happened. So I think we're getting into the weeds here, and I'll just at this point, but I want to make clarification for the record, because you've made some statements towards me directly, and I just want to clarify that. So I take that personally, that since I've come on board, we've done business outside the JPA. I think that was not necessarily agreement, but that was the direction both boards took. And so the City Council, the City of Morro Bay, through the City Council meetings, went through all the analysis to get to a site preference. And then we came back to our JPA meeting to discuss that. But that's just for clarification of point. I don't want to get into debate here, but I will turn back over to staff for one moment. As far as some of the details discussed about relocating the desal plant and other things as far as the facilities master plan and how that is applied to Cayucas. Just if you can speak to that for clarification, please.
They are in the RFP to take a look at those. I think that would be a matter for negotiations when we get down to the contract. I would not intend that Cayucas would pay a penny for the relocate if we determine that the courtyard needs to get relocated or the desal plant needs to get relocated. That's all Morro Bay's costs. That's not Cayucas Sanitary District's costs. It's all our facility, so it has to be our costs.
So do you think between yourself and Rick and working out the details of that RFP, there could be language in there that clarifies that?
I think we could put clarifying language in there, but I'm not sure that it's needed in the RFP.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion on that? Matt?
Let me ask a question there.
I think Matt asked. He hasn't really had much to say.
I do have an observation. Going back, because not being as involved as the JPA, you have your board and this board's, especially NOAA and some staff members, have been involved in the minutia of these orders throughout the years. But as a citizen of Morro Bay, I remember, I do believe it was 2008, 2007, when we had talked about building the plant and reconstructing on the existing property, and we had competing bids, Montgomery Watson, and I think it was Perkwater. And your comment earlier about the, I think it was $28 million to $38 million for that existing site, I remember as a citizen being very concerned that we had one bid in, and this is just for observation in terms of looking at the holistic process of the last 8 years. So that I don't want to get into the weeds of this, of all these competing bids. But I remember as a citizen, and I did go to the JPA meeting a few times back then, and we had a bid from Perkwater for $22 million, and that they would run the plant. And Montgomery Watson, just for giggles, came back, and they were $28 million. Then when Perk got out of the process, they went to $36 million. And so I absolutely agree with you in terms of this escalating bidding process over the years. But 8 years ago, it seemed to me, and maybe I'm being overly simplistic and naive about this, that these bids were low then. But one thing that I understand, and again, coming into the City Council, now that I'm on the other side, now starting to understand the Coastal Commission and the Coastal Commission's look at those bids were disingenuous, I do believe, looking back on it, that $36 million, and even Perkwater in terms of building on that existing site. So going ahead, looking at this process as I'm listening to everything, I'm thinking, I know from what I've heard and what I've listened to various council members and JPA meetings is that once the California Coast Commission's decisions were made, the price was going to go up. So I think it's important, talking about this whole process and talking it out, is that we look at it holistically, not necessarily with a change of staff or council members, because we've had a few different councils throughout those years and going through that process. So just a little bit of insight.
President Enns?
Well, it's possible, I suppose, that I believe it was $34 million, but that the price would go from $34 million to build a plant behind the existing plant to $74 million to build, basically, as we understand it, the same plant a mile up the road. I believe Ken Harris tried to make that point when you were doing your site selection, pointing out there was a $45 million discrepancy between your Rancho Colina site treatment plant and the very same plant at CMC. And it's one of the reasons that we're skeptical about the price that at CMC versus the price at Rancho Colina. And you heard earlier Rick say, or Dan, I forget, that the CMC site still, in our minds, looked like a viable site. In my mind, if you can build a $34 million plant here, why can't you build the same $34 million plant on ground behind CMC? Somehow this has gotten way out of hand. It's gone from $34 million to $160 million, and we just have to put a one of those bear statues out in front of our community so that we can relate to the one that's just to the south of us is what they did to themselves. And again, the sewer rates are not going to be, as Mr. Buckingham said, in my mind, $80 a month. Somehow at the 100 million plus number, the sewer rates are going to have to be $150 to $200 a month. I think that's comparable to what we're seeing in Los Osos. So in some ways, I feel like we're behaving like Los Osos, and we're going to pay for it in the end.
Unless there's any other questions, I should open it up for public comment. Are there any other questions? Let's open it for public comment. For those who'd like to speak to this item, please come forward.
Marla Jobutan-Sadowski, North Morro Bay. And North Morro Bay has a significant place in this discussion since all of Kaiukas' wastewater travels down North Main Street to Highway 41. So I, in particular, am very interested in Kaiukas' sewage traveling through our town. We take the liability for that. Mr. Enns, you recently, I just find you very disingenuous talking about your care for the environment and things like that when it's taken you 11 years from the time that you've known for sure and efforts were made by your CSD to do odor control for the H2S problem on North Main Street. 11 years have passed. And you finally fixed or done something significant to address that problem. And I believe the only reason that it came to that point is that now there's a Montessori school on North Main Street. For those who don't know about H2S, if you can smell H2S, it's already more toxic than a human being can take. My kids grew up on North Main Street. We had sewage smell the entire time. So that problem has been there for years. I've lived here 31 years. So I just start with that as far as disingenuous. Also, I don't know if you're aware, but we now know that sewage is entering the Morro Bay drinking water aquifer. And part of that sewage entering that aquifer belongs to Cayucas, okay? These are the problems that a city has. Our city has many departments, fire department, police department, parks and rec, harbor, da-da-da. You have one purpose, and Mr. Innes is very proud that you have done it very well. You collect and ship raw sewage to Morro Bay. So in all fairness, for you to come into this discussion with the inflated opinion of yourself that you're environmentally a good steward for Cayucas, that would have to also translate into being a good steward for Cayucas' sewage that comes through the town of Morro Bay. I'm going to just leave it at there, but if you want to be customers, that's fine. You haven't participated. You have not participated in this process, and it's not because you were shut out. You chose that. Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have a timer, but I'm just going to start with my wristwatch here and go the normal 3 minutes for folks.
Well, on a lighter note, Steve McElvain, Rancho Kalena. President Ames had a couple of excellent questions, and I think we can put some information out there for you to ponder on. The Rancho Kalena Wastewater Treatment Facility currently has a discharge permit for 20,000 gallons per day. If you compare that, I think 1.6 million gallons is what the new facility is going to have. That's like 1/8 of 1%. That's one reason why it didn't make any sense for me to find a chair up there, probably. There's no room anyway and be part of the Joint Powers Agreement. We had a 37% reduction last year in our water use because of the drought, so we're probably like 1/16 of 1%. Some of the early staff discussions of how this is all going to take place is we have a 4-inch force main that goes to our current wastewater treatment plant facility. Yours is going to be immediately adjacent. One option is just to hook into that pipe and run it into the plant. So it's not some kind of elaborate system. As far as the park itself goes, there are 69 mobile homes or manufactured homes, whichever you want to refer to them as. There are 57 RVs. Now, my hydraulic engineer claims that's equivalent to 108.4 dwelling unit equivalents. But we're just not using that much water within the system. And there's also two residences on the property, but both are served by septic tanks, and I don't see any particular reason to hook the two residences into the wastewater plant. But I think that's information that you folks need, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Anybody else for public comment?
Yes, good evening. Barry Brannon, Morro Bay. One thing that is not in the minutes to me this evening is regarding the letter that was received by both Mr. Kuhn and Mr. Buckingham from the Regional Water Quality Board. And I recall when we had a meeting with the President of the Regional Water Quality Board and came and made a extensive speech and talked about how this would work so well at the CMC. And I believe that based on some of the information that was given at that time, it sounded pretty plausible. But it appears to me that the target has moved, not because anything Morro Bay's done or what Cayucas has done, but the Regional Water Quality Board now has an extensive letter outlining what we have to do to get their permit and by when we have to do it. So I think we're shooting the messenger. The problem is not here in this room. The problem is the Regional Water Quality Board says that in 5 years, in 2021, that plant's got to close. They're not going to give any more permits to do that down there, is the way I understand the letter. And the letter is posted on the city website. So we have 5 years to design and build a plant. Now, that's a lot. And I know it's going to cost a lot of money, and I know that it's something we have to do, but the fact that we're arguing over it is wonderful, because I think our citizens deserve that. But the fact is, the state of California, it's not the county who, the county public works director was encouraging us to make a regional thing. It's not the local. This was directed by the state, and this really puts a new light on the whole subject. So I was hope in your discussion that you look to the responsibilities that we've been given to solve the problem that we have is waste. And I know that Cayucos has all the water they need. They don't have a water issue. And frankly, it does seem to be kind of unfair that this recycled water is going to be an expensive thing for Cayucos, because I know their direction. But here again, someone is responsible, to according to the water Regional Water Quality Board. And I might point out that they say that the Central Coast Board's preferred scenario for the new plant includes nitrate removal, tertiary treatment — this is the Regional Water Quality Board — supplemental treatment, which means it gets it good enough that you can drink it, and groundwater recharge through injection or surface spreading. This scenario would also include retaining the ocean outfall for just the salts, not for just partially treated. So they've established goals for us beyond what any past council or any of you. So we don't have a choice. So what I'm saying is, maybe it's appropriate because you don't need the water. If you're a customer, you're just going to pay for what you use, and we'll just take the water because we can sell it. And maybe that's the equitable thing. But you were led down the road by the regional quality, because I was at the meeting, and they were suggesting CMC, and that doesn't appear to be what they're suggesting at this time. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Public comment is still open for those who'd like to speak.
Good evening. Roger Ewing, Morro Bay resident. As I usually do, I watch meetings on television, and watching tonight, Mr. Enns, I felt the need to come to speak up for the Council of Morro Bay, which you didn't speak kindly of. Let me start this way. You came on board in 1992. At that time, Morro Bay was governed by a council and a JPA that agreed completely with you. And for the next 20 years or more, that condition existed. The reason Mayor Irons and this council is sitting where they're sitting now is because they recognize the reality of what we're facing. You and the previous council and this board, Cayucos Board, spent 5 years and nearly $2 million pushing for the wastewater treatment plant to be upgraded at the same location, when you knew from the beginning the Coastal Commission was not going to approve that. It's that kind of leadership that the citizens of Morro Bay recognized was not in their best interests. When you define policy or make policy based on money only, we all lose. The JPA failed for many, many years to upgrade our infrastructure. Morro Bay, for 20 years, failed to upgrade its infrastructure. That's why we're paying the prices today that we are. And it's why we're going to continue paying the prices, because we have to rectify what Cayucos and the previous council of Morro Bay failed to do. And I really do take offense for your attitude towards Morro Bay. And recognizing, at least I do agree with you, there has been a shift. There is a change. And I applaud that change. And not to be disrespectful, I would recommend you do exactly as you recommended. Only I say I would urge both boards to dissolve the JPA completely. and set up a process by which Cayugas can become a customer and pay a fair share of the rate based on usage of the wastewater treatment plant. I don't think you have to pay for all the items you mentioned. That's no benefit to you. I do agree with the phrase, no equity, no benefit, no cost. That makes fair, that's logic, excuse me, that is fair because it's logical. And rather than continue babbling, I think you got my a sense of how I feel and why I came before you. And I hope that from this meeting on, we can move forward, because it's the future, that when you spend and make policy on money only, the future gets ignored. And this is a plant not just for today, but for the future as well.
Roger,
and that we need to recognize it. I'm sorry. I've been waiting for the buzzard. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening.
I'm looking at the watch because we don't have a button. I'm going, I've got to ask you to conclude. I'm sorry. Thank you. Public comment is open. For those who would like to speak, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the board. And Christine, are you still there?
We're actually working on
it. Okay. All right, good. Well, then, so thanks for all the comments from both the board, from our Cayucas residents and our Morro Bay residents alike. And so moving forward on a JPA, or excuse me, a MOU, a couple different suggestions there on whether or not we can wordsmith this tonight or whether or not we want to take another avenue and how to do that. I think we've vetted out some of our agreements and disagreements on it and whether or not we're going to get through that tonight. But going back to the RFP, I think that was probably the most important in getting through that. It's very clear that the differences amongst the two bodies here, and not too many really, as far as some of the things in here. But for Roger and your comments, you know, thinking back, you know, we've gone through this at different meetings, but you know, I think primarily we need to be two customers ultimately. We're both going to be customers to this one facility is ultimately what we, I think, want to do. But we're still rubbing. There's still friction getting there. You know, unless there's any other comments from the board on these MOUs and direction from council, is there a large consensus from the Morro Bay Council in direction on supporting or working on any one or both of these MOUs and in what direction they want to take? And I'll open it up for comment. No?
Thank you. And we have had the benefit of talking about this as a council at council meetings and hearing also from our Citizens Advisory Committee. We have cited a couple of what I think are specific reasons that the idea of a customer lead agency relationship is probably the best, and in my opinion, I think one that has to start with a recognition and a commitment to equity from all sides, and we did talk about that at the JPA subcommittee as well. And you know, those are details that would need to be worked out throughout the process but also foundational to the entire commitment and relationship. And knowing that Cayucas, as a ratepayer, would be treated similar to all the residents and businesses of Morro Bay, although there would be components where, as we look at this, particularly, for example, the Corporation Yard idea of us moving that out to Rancho Colina as well. Well, that obviously has no bearing within the need for permits from our regulating authorities and wouldn't benefit Cayucas in any way. So I think there'd be really important need to be able to work through those smaller details. But those are the smaller details. Ultimately, what I would kind of assume would be kind of that foundational cost that we would need to build in an equitable way would be what is necessary for a permit and to be able to get to project delivery. So obviously there will be some requirement within that permit for treatment to a certain level and a certain level of water reuse. But those are details as we get further down the road. I think that it would be really interesting to come back to a future meeting and start to talk about, well, what are the positives and negatives of a customer purveyor relationship, and you know, what are those non-negotiables or those concerns that each party would bring to that, and try to do that in a rational way. My concern is if we go about this in any other direction, just the mere structure of having two different bodies, 10 voting members, in a situation where if one decides to vote no at any point, it could basically the process could fall apart. But then, two, just bringing us together for decision making for a project of this importance, I see it just structurally as being dysfunctional. I don't think we will achieve our timeline that we absolutely need to achieve and get online with this project with this sort of structure. So that to me is my first inclination towards working more towards a customer purveyor situation. I think I'll pass the mic at that, but my thought would be let's try to come back at a future meeting with some of the things that we can agree on and the non-negotiables as a component to that, and then a really open analysis of, well, what would be the benefits and what would be the negatives of that alternative structure, and really lay that out for the community to look at as well. Because I think from Cayucas, from your side, there are some clear benefits to being a ratepayer, and in many ways I think that would be something that if this wasn't in our backyard and being the outfall wasn't right in our front yard, or whichever way you want to look at our town, then I would be happy to switch positions with you. And you had the amount of staff that we have working on this project and the experience and the actual share of the project. I think it's really challenging to say that with less than a 30% share that you are owed a 50% voting right. In any sort of business relationship, I'm not aware of a situation like that. So just on its own, that to me doesn't make sense. And it's one of the things that I think is concerning about how we have been operating. So ultimately, I think the JPA has a continued need until we get that new plan online, because we are managing and making decisions about the cost of and the liability and the risk of the current plan. There's no question about that. But going forward, there is this separate discussion that needs to be focused. And I'm really open and excited about what the benefits and negatives would be in that sort of alternative scenario.
Thanks, John.
Well, you know, I it's a very difficult position. I really feel that there is a need to move quickly in order to at least begin to minimize the costs associated with the construction of a facility, no matter who pays for it. And just in listening more tonight and having discussions, you know, I've always told my kids, in the absence of trust, there is no relationship. And I hear trust issues, and I'm just parroting what I hear, having been involved only for a short period of time. I'm wondering if trust can be repaired. And if so, can that trust be repaired quickly? And that would be, I know, a general comment, but a comment that I think is very important to make. Two, one of the fundamental concerns that I've had from day one has been the cost to the end line ratepayer. And I appreciate what President Inns has said about that. We are beholden to a whole group of people in these two communities, if not more, to minimize costs yet maximize quality of the product that we build. And the delays, increase costs, and also in talking just as recently as yesterday with some of the folks at Cal Poly, and attending a committee advisory meeting there, their biology folks have been doing studies in Morro Bay, and there are significant new chemicals that are being found, chemicals like estrogen, coming from toilet paper. Now, that may sound absurd to you, but they're finding significant amounts of estrogens in the bay, and they've traced it back to toilet paper. That was a fundamental revelation to me that the kind of plant that we're going to have to be building is very different than what we're thinking about building today, because we are going to have to, I think, address the issues that are beginning to show up through the improvement in science and the discovery of chemicals that have gotten down into the aquifer and have now invaded not only that, but also our estuary. And that concerns me greatly and propels me to want to move quickly. I'm probably restating a lot of the obvious. My sense is if this more esteemed group, who has been together for a longer period of time, believes that we can mitigate the issues of trust, and the concerns of past behaviors or what have you, and move quickly, then I'm okay with that. If not, I am inclined to move quickly as a community to make this happen as soon as possible, to limit costs, to improve the quality of product that we build, and to properly be beholden to those individuals that elected me. And so I will leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Max?
Yes, I'd like to add this whole idea of pushing the cost down the road. Morro Bay recently, and this is just a case in point, we're just redoing our water rates that haven't been redone in 20 years. In the last 8 years, that's water rates, but sewer rates, we increased our sewer rates because we knew we had a number of capital projects that we've been pushing down the road for the last 20, 30 plus years. And ratepayers in Morro Bay had to face those rate increases. Understanding as we were going through this bidding process for the wastewater treatment plant. And however, that's been just pushed and pushed down the road. And so, but almost to a person, and I'm sure, and it's just what you were saying, President Inns, in terms of the responsibility to your ratepayers in Cayugas, we do have to be very careful with this because these prices are going up. And so we are playing it to the future, being good stewards. And so jumping on board, I'm in conjunction with what's being offered here. I do believe if Cayugas becomes a more of a customer role, I do believe both communities will be served, and they will be served in a very trustworthy and consistent manner. So going ahead with this, time is of the essence, but we need to strike while the iron's hot. Thank you.
Did Christine get back on the line, AGP? Okay, so we'll move on. So now it's about, I think we've got consensus really from the board on really, the council on where we, which direction we want to take. But it's really coming back as a both boards on how we're going to do that. And so, President Enns, I'll turn it over to your board. And I'm not sure we're going to get to any MOU tonight, but maybe the next steps on what we need to come back and talk about at a future meeting.
May I have an opportunity to speak? Well, we have two options today. One is to is presented in the staff report.
That's right.
I think we're going to definitely select option two, or at least I would urge my
forward to select option two. And I didn't get a direct answer, but I think I heard from the council pretty strongly that your preference is that Cayucas take a ratepayer, a customer role. Short of that being negotiable, and I understand where you're coming from, and I perfectly understand why you'd want to do that. And I agree that trying to wrestle 10 people on a board to do, you know, the work that could be done maybe more efficiently by 5 people or half the... I mean, we understand that. And I think, as I said in our technical meeting, it is a messy business to try to negotiate that many people. Although I am an optimist and I believe it can be done. But based on that, I think we should select option two, continue to work on the MOU items. I would suggest that... given the clear direction in the MOU, as well as validated by comments from the council, that we would take it back to our board for our next meeting and discuss what appears to be a firm position on the basis of Morro Bay. And then I think we can, you know, then bring back some more comments on how we would like to move forward on that. So, and I appreciate it. That you're giving us some good ideas on what you want to do, and that you have modified your MOU from the first one, and that we are getting maybe the gap is closing on that. But I think I hear really strongly that you want us to be a ratepayer, and I think we can discuss that with our public and amongst our board. So I'm ready to make a motion whenever the rest of the Cayucas board is ready to move.
Any other comments from the Cayucas board? Dan?
One thing I've just been sitting here thinking about would be, you know, I have no problem with the customer relationship really, but the it seems like as the customer, you know, you're in the ultimate supply and demand situation, you know, and I just would be curious. I think I'm sure our ratepayers, the big question would be, well, how much would that cost, you know, I mean, roughly. And that would be something that would probably be good to bring out early on. And also, what kind of state or federal guidelines, mandates, limits are there with pricing of, you know, somebody that is getting that service from you? Seems like somebody could research that. You know, I don't have time to do it right now, but that would be my comments because, you know, it seems like it could be made to work.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Shirley?
Well, I think it would be hard to be a customer if we were also asked to pay a percentage of building the plant. And further, I think it's hard to make a decision about being a customer because we don't have any idea what the rates are going to be. As President Enns mentioned, it could be as bad as Los Osos or it could be less. And so we're kind of shooting in the dark here. And I think that the city council has put us in an awkward position. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. So, Mayor Irons, I think that Cayucas would be prepared to support recommendation number two, and we'd like to hear from your board before we make that motion.
Any comments from this board? I think we could support. At least I would recommend a support. Item recommendation number two, and that would move us to the next step for now. That would give us opportunity to discuss things a little bit further. Any discussions from the board? A yes, a no? Okay. I'd make a motion for the Morro Bay board to support recommendation number two.
Second that.
So
I read it for the record.
Sorry. Recommendation number two is continuation of the item to provide direction to their staffs regarding any modifications necessary to the MOU. That's the recommendation number two.
Thank you.
Second by Matt. Any further discussion?
Yes. Maybe we could do this after we approve that, but I think I'd want to give our staff an opportunity to ask us some questions.
Yep.
About, you know, what do we want to see further and get some more detail to.
Yep.
That motion.
Yep.
Or to.
Yep.
our next steps.
Yep. Okay, great. So that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. Do we have Christine? So that was a 4-0 vote. Christine wasn't in. Cayucas?
Cayuca, same motion, please.
I move that we approve recommendation number two to continue the item and provide direction to the staffs regarding modifications necessary in the MOU.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a section. Any other discussion? Let me just ask Noah, you had concerns about, I wasn't clear on, did you want to give direction
I think
individually or how do you want to
I
do
I think
that?
After the motion we can have discussion on some direction and conversations with staff on what would be helpful.
I just wasn't clear. Is that?
Yeah.
Did you want to, in that regard, have another technical committee meeting and go over it together?
Well, we need to vote.
Before we give it to staff?
I think we need to vote on our motion.
We're having discussion before
okay,
we vote.
Gotcha.
After we vote, we can't have discussion. So we're still open for discussion. So was that your intent to have another technical committee meeting?
No.
Or not just you, Morbe, telling staff? I'm not sure what.
No, I haven't had dinner yet, but I feel we have already had some constructive dialogue tonight. I'd like to see us try to firm that up, some of our direction that we'd like to see from our body tonight. I think we could probably get a quick check-in with our staff to find out what they've heard so far, see if we can get some consensus on this. I would definitely want us to come out of tonight's meeting knowing the general direction and some of the more detailed information that we'd like to see at the next meeting as a body, rather than trying to pull this out into a subcommittee meeting and then coming back without. We have the benefit of sitting down here with each other and already have some dialogue going on it. So after we make this, you approve that motion, let's check in with staff and find out what they've heard, what they're kind of sensing, and then we can correct that or add to that in a conversation, and if necessary, follow up with a second motion.
Okay. Any other discussion from Cayucas? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Aarons.
Thank you. Well, let's get into some check-in with staff on what's going on so far and see what kind of direction they need from us. Oh, okay.
Do we want to hold off for a second?
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Hi. So I'll just take a brief moment and catch up where we're at. So we're, I don't know exactly where you dropped out, but we're on...
Yeah, Jamie, I think my call was dropped about 7:35, so quite a while.
Okay, sorry about that. So we've been discussing the MOU, item C2. We've had a productive, lengthy discussion, and we just made a motion by both boards to approve recommendation number two, which was to continue the item and provide direction to their staffs regarding any modifications necessary to the MOU. So you're back at just the right time. It was a 4-0 vote by our council, a 5-0 vote by Cayucas, and for recommendation number two. And now we're getting into discussion with staff on direction and any modifications or conversations we'd want to have come out of this and come back with maybe another draft MOU or just maybe a different approach. And with that, I think Rob has taken the mic.
Sure.
Okay, great.
I'll give it a shot. The intention of this MOU was to get us through the next few steps. And I'm unclear whether if that's still the intention of the council and the boards or whether we're going to try to write an MOU forever kind of agreement or if we're just trying to get through these next few steps to get us to design. What I hear that need to be resolved are some of the details that are left out if there is a customer service provider relationship, some of the assurances that the CSD may need on costs, for example, to make sure that, you know, we don't put in the cost to relocate the desal plant and the courtyard and, you know, whatever else we want to build out there, the park and the water education center and, you know, whatever else there's associated with that, or may want to look at. This is in the facility master plan to see if we actually want to do some of these things. Also, to get a better handle on what the rates might be, rate implications might be to the sanitary district if they were a customer. So, you know, I think we need direction on, are we still looking at a short-term MOU? We going to try to bite off the MOU forever? Some detail on some cost figures is what I've heard, and I'll turn it over to Bruce or Dave if they understand anything else that we need to be doing.
I think I'll go ahead.
I'll make a brief comment if you'd like. So 6/9/19, 6 years, 9 months, 19 days is when we start paying penalties if we don't have a new plant built. And so what's on my mind is, and that's the collective we, that's not one or the other. What's on my mind is what moves the process down the road as expeditiously as possible to have an effective and efficient operation. So I think Rob hit the key thing, which is, so right before Christmas we had talked about doing an RFP and doing an MOU for now. This MOU became a mix between an MOU for now and an MOU for the future. So what you might ask us to do is to go back and let's work on what's really important for the next 8 months, next year, and get that locked in. That might include goals. That might include selection criteria for the facility master plan. When we get proposals back, that might include probably should include all those things. Should include cost sharing of the process going there. Come back and start biting off some of those chunks in the next meeting or two, while also simultaneously continue the discussion and some team building, trust building, and then discussion on the on what future governance might look like.
Thanks. And I think on the rates, I don't know if Mr. Chivins wanted to clarify that, but I think when he was talking about rates, I think it was not just maybe Dan, you can speak to that, but was it something to the effect of what manages how the rates are formed? I don't know if that's what you were speaking to. So what kind of ensures that rates are structured?
Well, fairly? I just would see it like a landfill or something. I mean, you know, or it's like, it's not a, you know, it's not like if Mr. McElvain, for instance, had a sewer plant that he could just charge Cayucas whatever he wanted to hook onto right now or something. I mean, you know, it's not a private enterprise. It's just, the whole purpose of it is just to treat wastewater correctly. So are there, I don't know, maximum rates for not creating it to be like a big for-profit situation?
And I think there are some state safeguards that will delineate how rates are defined for users, all the users for that matter. So I think, go ahead.
I guess just one comment on that. And this is talking about the long-term future, right? So if we're, because I'm not sure we have to nail down that issue of rates and that sort of thing until that's related to the future governance question and those things. So I'm hopeful that the primary thing you're going to have us do is let's go look at the next 9 months, 12 months, and get an MOU for now. To get us through this, the next step of this process. But that said, just on the rates in general, essentially this is an enterprise fund. Nobody can make money off it. You can't undercharge anybody either. There's a requirement that all users, just like in our water fund, be pay the exact same rate for the service that they get. So I think there are safeguards built into it based on state law. We just went through something that said, actually, when we work our water rates right now, we can't give a discount for seniors or for those in a financially challenged situation because law does not doesn't allow that. So I think we'll there's safeguards built in that all customers have to be charged and treated equally or fairly based on the what it cost, as you said, to operate the plant and to do O&M plus capital.
And then each city will need to go through their own Prop 218 process for the rate setting. So that is also a safeguard that's in the state's constitution that that protects rate payers.
I guess I just make one other comment, and I would like to focus most of our time, our staff time, in the next between now and June, on working energetically and dynamically with anybody that might be interested in building a plant for us, and doing the facilities master plan, and making sure we get that part right. We're in a. What happens as we go through this process is crucial. It's going to set the course for where we're going. So that's sort of where my mind's going to be focused primarily in the in between now and June.
So short of a signed MOU, all the items that are on the MOU are in place for us to be pursuing, as I understand it. We're pursuing an RFP. We're going to be pursuing the list of items that are on here. Is we're not necessarily holding back until this MOU is completely inked.
Correct.
Okay, so we're moving forward.
Yes.
Okay.
But we're moving forward in that there's an RFP that's going to go out Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, but then we need to take action in the next several months, so that when a proposal comes back, we're ready to work on, we're ready to execute that. And so maybe the best thing we could come back to you for are, here are the minimum things we've got to sort out in the next 60 to 90 days to be prepared to act on proposals that come back. There are some minimum things we've got to agree on, and that is, how are we going to, select which one is the winning proposal. How are we going to go through that process with citizens' committees? How are we going to cost share on it? Those things. Maybe the key thing we owe you is what are the bare minimum things that we need to sort out now to be able to be prepared for that exciting day when we open all the envelopes.
Thanks.
I know,
Dave.
It doesn't really look like opening the envelope. It sounded good.
Rob. Yeah. Are you done, Rob?
I was just going to say, some of those things need to be sorted out rather quickly because there'll be components in the RFP to let the consultants know how they'll be selected, because they always want to know that in the process. So we'll be working on those things sooner rather than later.
Any other comments? Cayucas?
Any comments? None. There aren't.
Seeing none. Next meeting is the next item on the agenda. I guess, considering some of the comments, if we are able to come back with some of these next steps that you were suggesting, Dave, and considering the urgency, if we feel as though there's the need to have another JPA, if there's a sense of urgency that a month is not going to do it, or I'm looking for some comments on that.
That
our next
too long or not long enough.
That it's too long. Or we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. So first.
What day was that?
So So I have that first Thursday. You have a second Thursday?
The
9th. Not really, but... So 9th of April? Anybody else? You guys, I get nods on
hey,
both
Danny,
sides.
May I just make a comment about the JP on the 9th? It would be before we would have our 14 council meeting. Does that matter?
Say again?
Our next JPA meeting will be scheduled for April 9 if we follow along our schedule. But our council meeting will not be until April 14th. Does that matter?
In other words, it should be the 16th or the 9th.
It could be helpful if Cayucas is... It helps us if we're lined up on a council meeting, following a council meeting. If there's any, you know, actions that we need to take to bring to this board, it helps that if we have a meeting before the JPA meeting. So the way it's laid out, according as Christine is suggesting, we have a council meeting on the 14th. So if we follow the next meeting, our next JPA meeting following that, then if there's any actions or discussions in open session that we need to discuss, we'd have that ability and then come to our next JPA meeting. Suggested date was the 16th.
Mm-hmm. I would want to ask that we have our meeting.
Pardon me, thank you. I would like to suggest that we have a JPA after you have your council, after we have our board meeting.
Isn't that our board meeting night?
Your board meeting is on the 16th?
The third
okay,
Thursday.
All right. Good. So do you want to just move it back so both, so we can both have our board meeting?
So later in April?
We could do it. Well, we have our board meeting on the 16th. We could meet on the 17th.
Ooh, Friday.
I can't meet on the
17th. Friday night.
That's Friday. That's not a good day.
How about Monday?
Monday the
20th.
Know
how.
The 20th?
Why don't we go to a Thursday? Just keep our Thursday. I think it works
the
for everybody else.
23rd?
Yeah.
23rd?
The 23rd. Wow, we're really getting out.
President ends.
What's wrong, 23rd?
Yeah.
Legal counsel can't be here on the 23rd.
Minor detail. No.
What is the 30th getting too late?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there meeting? May I ask if the board meeting for Cayucas is it in the evening or is it during the day?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Same, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay.
Would it?
Okay.
Let me just ask the board, would the board consider moving our meeting up prior to the 6 o'clock meeting with Morro Bay?
Say a week ahead of time?
Well, or even a few hours ahead of time.
I don't think that's enough time, frankly, to be able to make a decision, come up with staff to produce a response. So I would either say that we do it a week ahead, something like that.
Okay, I just hesitate to move because we've always been on that third Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
So let's have our meeting, our joint meetings, in that following week. I believe Christine suggested the 30th.
Works for me.
Okay, we have an agreement on the 30th here.
Is that a problem, Rob? Is that a problem with you?
That works for staff.
Yeah.
30th?
Am I getting a
nod?
Are we feeling?
Yes.
Okay. April 30th.
We're just taking one moment here, audience, and as we're looking.
My concern with the 30th is that's the day before the 1st of May, and we anticipate having proposals back in May, June. Yeah.
May I instruct staff the question?
Go ahead, Christine.
I just wanted to confirm. Obviously, I missed a good chunk of the discussion, but I was able to get the staff conversation about the selection committee. So I just wanted to make sure I understand. The RFP can go out next week, but until we're able to decide the selection process, are they unable to put that piece into the RFP?
No, we'll put the selection process in there. I think we had consensus on what the selection process would be made up of. We haven't selected the exact parties of that, but I don't think we need to before we send out the RFP.
And I think, Christine, I don't know if you... just for sake of conversation, I don't know if you're thinking that we're going to advertise or if we're just going to have use some of the advisory bodies that we have and appoint from that. I don't know.
No, I heard all that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, good.
I'm clear on who that was. That was on the item one. Yeah, I got that. Okay, just making sure we weren't going to delay the RFP just because we couldn't decide yet who was going to be on the selection committee. Okay.
Okay,
so either the 30th or if you want to do it on the 20th or 21st on a Monday or Tuesday, but if you want to keep it on a Thursday, we can go the 30th.
21st? So was that an option?
I said potentially as soon as possible after the CSD board meeting, which is the 16th. I agree that Friday is not a good day for this meeting.
And what's the 21st?
20th and 21st is Monday or Tuesday of the following week.
Can we do it then?
Is it 20? We didn't get a consensus on the 20th, but is the 21st going to work?
Legal counsel's not available.
No.
Still.
Same thing.
22nd?
We're back to
the 30th. Let's do it the 30th. Go for the 30th.
We'll go 30th, and by chance, if there's some adjustments that are able to be made, can that be worked out then?
We can always communicate amongst our staffs.
Yeah, thank you.
That would be
so
better.
Tentatively, we've got the 30th, and if there's some adjustments among staff, then we'll coordinate that and communicate the meeting. Okay. Any other discussions from the board? Noah?
Any other
Dan? Comments? He's holding back? Okay. Seeing none, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Thanks, Christine.
Sure. Bye.
Bye, Christine. Throw those snowballs.